你好，我很好。A little bit more each time. 各位早晨。我依个时间咧，我多数好中意我哋嘅 church 嗰啲decorations，因为咧好靓出边。如果你系今个礼拜五嚟开帮嚟 decorate 咧，我多谢你哋好多。但有一棵树咧喺出边咧。I was very happy to see. 你 guess 係邊棵樹咧？
我最開心見到其中一棵樹，你估係邊一棵咧？
個個都靚，但有一棵咧 ，it caught my attention.
有一棵係特別咧，令我注意到嘅。
It warmed my heart when I saw it.
令到我心裏好温暖。
There's a tree out there if you haven't seen it already called the Hearing God Tree.
我仲未見到嗰棵樹喺出邊㗎，呢個叫做聆聽神嘅樹。
And I was just thrilled to see it.
我係好開心會見到佢。
You know, I cannot believe that we're nearing the end of November already.
我真係唔敢相信，其實我哋已經接近十一月底咯喎。
Can you?
你想象到嗎
？And next week is December 1st.
下個禮拜就係十二月一號啦。
Where has the year gone?
一年去咗邊啊
？This past year, we've been focusing on the theme of church renewal.
我哋过去一年咧，集中睇教会更新呢个主题。
Learning about the spiritual practices of church renewal，
学习教会更新嘅属灵实践。
And one of these involve our own personal renewal，
其中一个咧关乎我哋个人嘅更新。
An intimacy with God，
同上帝亲密嘅关系。
We started the year by learning how to listen to God together。
我哋年头嘅时候开始一齐学习聆听神。
Individually as well as a church.
个人呢，同埋整个教会一起。
And we had the Hearing God seminars that we've been offering, whether it be on Thursday night or on, during the English Sunday School, and even now, this last couple months, in the Cantonese Sunday School and in the Teen Sunday School as well.
我们是一起透过聆听神这个研讨会过在礼拜四晚有进行，另外在英语的主日学有进行，还有现在进行就是广东话和青少年的主日学都是在做。
And we're hoping to offer it in the Mandarin Sunday School as well as on Saturday nights during Awana in February.
我们希望明年二月的时候在国语的主日学和在基督少年军里面举行。
In June this year, we had a church-wide retreat on the theme of renewal.
我哋喺六月份嘅时候，整个教会举行咗一个嘅退休会，主题咧系以教会更新嚟做主题嘅。
We learned about the importance of corporate prayer.
我哋学习咗一齐集体祈祷嘅重要啦。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满嘅重要啦。
And we held our first ever prayer summit at the retreat.
而且喺个退休会里边咧，我哋有第一次嘅祈祷峰会。
In addition, throughout the year, we preached several sermon series and taught various Sunday school classes related to church renewal.
另外咧，我讲咗一系列嘅讲道系列啦，教咗一啲关于教会更新有关嘅主日学课程啦。
So as a result of all these things that we've done, what are some of the signs of renewal that are taking place in our church?
在我们做了这么多事之后，那我们教会里面有什么的更新的迹象呢？
What are some of the signs that the Spirit of God is doing in and among us?
是来到讲明了神的灵在我们中间来到运行呢？
I actually see that there's quite a few of them.
我呢，看到都挺多的。
But we'll just focus on two today.
我们今天只会提两样东西。
And if the Lord wills, we'll look at more in the future.
如果神许可，我们将来会看更多。
The signs of renewal.First, dependence upon God in prayer.
第一样就是祈祷里面去倚靠神。
It says in Matthew 17, verse 14, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire, into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him.You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, Why couldn't we drive it out?
在马太福音第十七章第十四节那里开始讲，这样讲，他说耶稣和门徒到了众人那里，有一个人来见耶稣，跪下说，主啊，怜悯我的儿子，他害癫痫的病很苦，屡次跌在火里，屡次跌在水里，我带他到你门徒那里，他们却不能医治他。耶稣说，唉，这又不信又悖谬的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来，耶稣斥责那鬼，鬼就出来，从此孩子就痊愈了。
You see, the disciples, they had been healing people and driving out demons even before this instance.
你可以看到门徒呢，在这件事发生之前呢，其实已经是医治人和做赶鬼的事了。
It wasn't because they didn't know how to.
不是因为他们不知道怎样去做。
Or that they didn't have the experience to do so.
亦都唔系因为佢哋冇呢方面嘅经验
，because they did，
佢哋其实有噶。
They've driven out many demons before。
佢赶过好多嘅鬼。
In Mark chapter 6 verse 13, referring to the 12 disciples, it says they drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them。
喺马可福音六章嗰度，你会见到佢话又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
So the reason that they couldn't drive out this particular demon was because of their dependence. It was because of their reliance upon themselves.
他们之所以没办法赶到这只鬼呢，是因为他们在这里依靠自己。
On their own self-sufficiency.
他们很自满。
You see, the disciples began to realize that they could do this.
门徒呢，其实开始意识到呢，他们自己可以做到这件事。
And they started to rely on their own abilities, on their own methods, rather than relying on the one who gave them the ability in the first place.
而且他们呢，开始依靠自己的能力和方法，而不是依靠那个赋予他们能力的那一位。
They began to believe that their ability to minister was inherent in them.
他们开始相信呢，自己传道的能力是他们固有的。
In Mark chapter 9, verse 29, in a parallel passage of the same story, Jesus answered their question, why couldn't we drive it out by saying this? This kind can only come out by prayer.
在马可福音第九章提及同一个故事的段落的时候，那里说耶稣回答他们的问题，他说我们为什么不能够赶出那些鬼呢？耶稣就说，非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
This kind can only come out by prayer, meaning that we need him. We need the Father's empowering. We need the Holy Spirit's enabling in order to do so.
他说非用祷告这一类的鬼不能够赶出来，其实意味我们需要他，我们需要天父赐下能力，我们需要圣灵授权给我们。
Their lack of prayer shows that they're no longer dependent on God, but rather they're dependent on themselves.
他们缺乏祈祷，表明他们不再依靠上帝，他们依靠自己。
So even though the disciples were able to do many miraculous things, they needed to continually depend on God in prayer.
因此，即使门徒能够做很多的神迹奇事，但他们仍然是需要在祷告里面不断的依靠神。
Now, let's just see how this works out in our everyday lives.
我们一起看看我们生活里面应该怎样运作的。
Parents, for example, may say this.
可能父母会这样说。
I've got enough money to keep my child out of harm's way by putting them into sports, by putting them into music lessons, into a music program.
可能父母说我有足够的钱是免我的孩子受伤害，我去放他一些体育的课程或者一些音乐的课程里面。
I've got enough money to keep my child out of harm's way by putting them into a Christian school, or if I take a parenting course and read enough parenting books.
或者我觉得我有足够的钱，为了免我孩子受伤害，我送他入去基督教学校那里，或者我参加一些育儿的课程，看一些关于育儿的书籍。
That's what I need to do.
我就要这样做就行了。
Now, there's nothing wrong with these things.
这样就没错的。
Nothing wrong with them. But if we think that we can just do these things, if we think we can just do these things, then we're fooling ourselves.
但是如果我们认为我只是需要做这些这样的事，那我们其实是在骗自己。
You see, the enemy is warring. He's warring against us.
你知道吗？敌人其实是跟我们在打仗的。
The Bible says the devil was prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
你知唔知呢个嘅仇敌咧，好似狮子一样咧，寻找可吞吃嘅人。
We're in a spiritual battle.
呢个系属灵嘅征战。
And Satan is warring against our children.
撒旦咧喺度同我哋嘅孩子征战紧。
He's warring against our families.
同我哋嘅家庭征战紧。
He's warring against our marriages.
同我哋嘅婚姻征战紧。
And if we think that we can rely on ourselves, on our own abilities, on our own techniques.On our own self-help books.
我哋咧觉得我哋自己可以依靠自己嘅能力，我哋自己嘅技巧，甚至咧睇一啲咧自己帮自己嘅书。
And not rely on God in prayer.
而唔系用祷告依靠神。
Then we're being naive and we're fooling ourselves.
咁我哋真系天真啦，我哋系呃紧自己啦。
And so, what about pastors and church leaders?
咁牧师咧，教会领袖咧，又点样啊
？Are we exempt from this?
我哋系咪唔喺其中咧
？Well, we say this, right? We say we know what we're doing.
我哋会咁讲，我哋知自己做紧啲咩。
We're so busy.
我哋好忙嘅。
We'll just skimp on prayer.
我哋不如悭翻，唔使祈祷啦。
We preached hundreds of messages before.
我哋讲过成几百次道噶啦。
How hard can this be?
有几难啊
？We've led the church. We've led the board. We've led the staff. We've led direction and vision of the church for many years.
我哋带领教会职员委员会一啲指导教会教会嘅异象好多年噶啦。
And we're somewhat good at it.
我哋好擅长嘅。
We know what we're doing.
知自己做紧啲咩。
How hard can this be?
有几难啊
？We've discipled many people.
我哋训练过好多门徒。
We've led many Bible studies.
带过好多查经聚会。
We've led prayer meetings before.
祈祷会。
How hard can this be?
有几难做咧？
At our last prayer summit in October,
上个月十月份嘅祈祷峰会嘅时候
，as I had just finished giving the instructions for people who wanted to receive prayer to go to the back of the room,
我啱啱同大家讲完咧，边个有需要祈祷咧，就去大堂后边嗰度啦，咁样。
I felt the Spirit of God prompting me to go and to receive prayer myself.
之后咧，我就觉得圣灵催逼我自己要去到后边嗰度咧接受祈祷。
And so I did.I went and asked for prayer.
咁我去嗰度咧，系请求弟兄姊妹为我祈祷。
Because I felt the Lord saying to me that I needed to be more prayerful.
因为咧，我觉得神对我讲咧，我要更加有一个祈祷嘅心。
That I needed to depend on God more.
我需要更加嘅倚靠佢。
That I needed to spend more time in prayer each day.
我每一日需要花多啲嘅时间嚟到祈祷。
You see, what usually happens is that.If our self-sufficiency is high, then our prayer life is low.
你会睇到咧，通常发生嘅情况系，如果我哋嘅自满嘅程度好高咧，咁我哋属灵嗰个程度咧就会低啦。
But if our self-sufficiency is low, then our prayer life is high.
咁如果我哋自满嘅程度低嘅时候咧，我哋祈祷生活个属灵程度就会高啦。
So after I had received prayer to be more prayerful.
咁咧，弟兄姊妹为我嘅更加有祈祷嘅心嚟到祈祷之后咧
，I went about my day doing what I would normally do。
咁然之后咧，我继续忙碌我每一日嘅事情啦。
But I could sense that something was different。
但我感觉到有一啲嘅唔同。
Something had changed and shifted。
有一啲嘢有变化，同埋有啲嘅转
移。I couldn't quite put my finger on it。
我唔系太知有咩唔妥。
But during the next week，
但系跟住落嚟嗰个礼拜
，I would find myself praying and speaking to God。Throughout the day,
我发觉咧，我成日咧喺细节上面都同神嚟到倾偈。
I would speak to him about many things.
我喺好多事上边咧，我都向佢寻求
，asking for his guidance, his leading, his opinion on the things that I was faced with.
向佢寻求意见、指导、领导。
Lord, what do you want me to do in this situation?
我主啊，喺呢啲嘅情况底下，你想我做啲咩咧
？How do you want me to respond in that scenario?
我应该怎样回应某些的情况呢
Who is it that you're revealing to me to approach?
你是不是要向我显露某些的人让我去跟他接触呢
And what do you want me to say to them?
你想我跟他们说什么呢
So,
因此呢
if you happen to be in the same room as me,
如果你刚刚跟我在同一个房间里面
whether it's in the church, Or outside the church, or in the men's washroom somewhere, and you hear me talking to myself, I'm not going crazy, okay? At least I don't think I am. But I seem to need and I seem to desire to turn to God and to talk things over with Him, to discuss things with Him each and every moment of the day.
我似乎很需要和很渴望去转向神，和他倾谈和讨论每一日的每一件事。
You see, normally, and I don't know about you, but normally, I'm the type of person who keeps on doing things in my own strength and using my own abilities.
我不知道你，但通常我自己会不断依靠自己力量来做事的人，会用自己的能力来做事。
Until I can no longer do so, or until I get stuck.
直到我做不下去，或者我卡住了。
And then I turn to God.
那我就寻求神了。
But now, it seems like the Lord has drawn me closer to Himself.
但现在似乎神要让我和他越来越亲近。
And I'm wanting and needing and desiring to talk things over with Him and to talk to Him, to hear His heart, to hear His mind, to hear His thoughts, and to be in His presence like never before.
我好希望，好渴望，好需要咧，同佢倾谈，听下佢嘅心意啊，佢嘅思想咧，同埋佢心思，好似咧，我从来未试过咁样想同佢同在。
For example, in the elder nomination committee, we had just met a couple weeks ago.
例如咧，喺两个礼拜前啦，我哋系开咗一个明年嘅长老候选人嘅提名委员会啦。
We met to discuss the elder candidates that we would like to nominate for next year.
咁因此咧，我哋咧就谂一个名单出嚟啦。
And so after some prayer, we came up with a list and prioritized that list in the order that we would like to approach the various people.
我们祈祷之后，就有一些名字，我们就写出来排优先次序了。But
before we finalized everything, I really felt a need that we needed to submit these names to the Lord.
但在最后确认这些名单之前，我忽然间有一个心里觉得是需要将这个名单交给主。
And to ask if He wanted us to change anything, to add a name, to maybe replace any of the names.
向他询问一下，究竟我们有没有需要更改、加添或者删减一些名字。
And so I did something that I had never done before in a committee meeting.
因此我做了一些我以前在委员会里面没做过的事。
In the middle of the meeting, I just asked everyone just to quiet their hearts and before we make any final decisions, just to spend some time with God in prayer.
我就叫大家静下来几分钟，一起自己花些时间和神来倾谈。
Hearing what the Lord has to say to each one of us.
看看神要向我们每一个人说什么话。
Listening to Him and asking Him to reveal His heart, His plan, His will to us.
听下神的声音，求祂向我们显露祂的意愿、祂的计划、祂的心意。
And it was good.
我的感觉很好。
It was good to just be in the Lord's presence.
同神同在那个感觉很好。
And He assured us, and He gave us the peace of heart to go ahead and to approach these various people, these various individuals to consider being elders for next year.
祂向给我们一个保证和平安，我们可以继续进行，来到向每一个候选人来询问。
In addition, I'm encouraged to see how the Lord is answering our corporate prayers.
同时我觉得感到很鼓舞，神怎样来回应我们的集体祈祷。
As we turn, as we depend on Him more.
当我们和祂更加亲近的时候。
Do you remember how we as a church lifted up the building permit application to God in prayer at our October prayer summit?
你记不记得上个月10月的时候，祈祷峰会里面，我们将提交建筑许可证申请书给市政府的时候。
How many was at that prayer summit and remember us praying for that?
上个月谁在这里一起为这件事祈祷？
Yeah, I know several of you, well, more than several of you were there.
我认得出你们在这里。
Now, on October 27th, that's when we had the prayer summit. We prayed corporately together. We prayed together as a church.
我们整间教会一起集体祈祷，就是10月27号为这个提交申请书来祈祷。
And that's because on the following day, on October 28th, the architects were going to submit the building permit application into the city.
跟住嗰日28号咧，我哋嘅建筑师咧就会将申请书提交到去市政府嗰度啦。
And we did that because we wanted to make sure that we get our plans in before any building code changes was to take effect.
因为咧，我哋希望确保咧喺任何嘅建筑条例更改生效之前咧，我哋可以提交到呢一份嘅计划书。
And there's word that very soon, very shortly, the new building codes will come out, and then our building will no longer fall under the old building code, and we would have more stringent requirements, and potentially would cost even more money to build if that was the result.
因为好快咧，嗰个新嘅条例就会出啦。咁改变咗之后咧，我哋可能会有改动咧，甚至整个嘅费用咧都会唔同咗嘅。
Well, when we prayed on October 27th,
当我哋10月27号为呢件事祈祷
，and we submitted our prayers to the Lord.
我哋将呢件事交俾神。
Not only did he answer our prayers, and the application was received by the city the next day.
唔单止咧，神回应我哋祈祷，第二日咧，市政府收到我哋申请书啦。
But it was very obvious that the Lord orchestrated everything that took place in regards to that application.
仲好明显咁咧，睇到神咧好精心策划咗一切。
And so what happened was we knew that we had about few weeks to prepare the drawings to be submitted to the city.
我哋知道咧，我哋有几个礼拜嘅时间去准备好呢个计划书去提交俾市政府。
And because our vote in order to go ahead with the project was only done as a church a couple months ago,
因为咧系两个月前咧，我哋咧已经投票咗赞成去提交啦。
The architects didn't really have a whole lot of time before the deadline for the application before the building codes take effect.
咁咧，我哋建築師咧，其實唔係有好多時間咧，喺我哋嘅截止日期之前咧提交嘅啫。
And what would have taken 2-3 months to prepare these drawings, they had to do in about 2-3 weeks.
咁咧，通常喺2-3个月裏邊要做嘅事咧，佢要喺2-3个礼拜裏邊做。
And so we really didn't know whether or not the city was going to accept these drawings, whether they were detailed enough to be received into the counter.
咁咧，我哋其實唔知市政府咧會唔會接受呢一個計劃，因為我哋唔知我哋嘅計劃書咧夠唔夠詳盡。
And as the architects went in to do the application the following day,
咁咧有建築師咧第二日就去到提交啦。
The person at the counter who received the application,
咁咧喺嗰個嘅櫃位收呢份申請書嘅人咧
，was actually someone who knows about our church.
原来咧，佢系一个认识我哋教会嘅人嚟嘅。
In the sense that they've been to some of the Easter programs and Christmas programs at our church in previous years.
原来咧，佢曾经系之前嗰年咧嚟过我哋嘅复活节嘅节目啦，同埋圣诞嘅节目。
Now the interesting thing about this,
呢样嘢咧好有趣噶。
Is that if the person actually came to our church on a regular basis?
如果呢个人咧，其实系正常嘅定期嚟我哋教会聚会的话咧
，then they wouldn't even be able to take our application because there'll be a conflict of interest involved。
咁佢就唔可以接受我哋申请书啦，因为咧会有呢个嘅利益冲突喺里边啦。
So because he knew of our church but didn't come to our church, God orchestrated that whole thing such that the person who received it had favor, or the Lord gave us favor because of the person.
就係因為呢個人唔係經常定期嚟我哋教會，但係認識我哋教會咧，咁神咧安排呢個人接受，佢係比較對我哋教會係有好感嘅。
Every time I think of that, I marvel at God. Every time I think about that, I marvel at God.
每一次我諗到嘅時候咧，我都覺得神係好奇妙。
I marvel at how God hears our prayers.
我覺得神咧好奇妙咁聽咗我哋祈禱。
He knows our needs.
佢知我哋嘅需要。
And he is able to orchestrate things in order to make those things come about.
佢係有能力咧，佢可以精心嘅策劃嗰啲細節。
You see, a sign of renewal is when God's people and His church begin to depend and rely upon Him more and more in prayer.
你可以睇到更新嘅跡象咧，就係當神嘅子民同佢嘅教會開始越嚟越去用禱告嚟依靠神嘅時候。
And I see this happening in our church.
我睇到呢啲嘢喺我哋教会发生
，and I'm very encouraged by it，
系非常之鼓舞嘅。
Second, another sign of renewal is when we are living and we're giving generously。
其次咧，另一个更新嘅迹象就系当我哋实行慷慨嘅施予嘅时候。
But we do this by first experiencing God's love and generosity ourselves。
我哋要做呢样嘢咧，第一咧就系我哋要经历神嘅爱同埋佢嘅慷慨啦。
In Luke chapter 7, verse 36,
路加福音七章三十六节咁讲。
When the woman that had a sinful past heard that Jesus was coming to Simon the Pharisee's house，
当一个嘅犯罪嘅女人咧，听到耶稣咧会去到西门嘅屋企嘅时候咧
，she purchased an expensive jar of perfume and she entered the house。
佢买咗一樽咧好贵嘅香水，然后入咗间屋嗰度啦。
You see, in their custom, everyone would leave their sandals at the door, and then the servants would pour water over the guests' feet to clean them and to cool them.
你知嘛？按照当时嘅习俗咧，每个人咧宾客会喺门口度除咗佢嗰对鞋啦，然之后仆人咧要将水咧淋喺鞋。
However, Simon the Pharisee failed to extend this courtesy to Jesus.
但是西门没有对耶稣做这项礼貌的举动。
Neither did Simon greet Jesus with a customary kiss or anoint him with oil.
他也都没有按当时习俗用惯用亲嘴的仪式。
These are glaring omissions. They were major neglect in their culture.
这个是很明显的漏了做的。
Yet this woman, supposedly a prostitute,
这个女人应该是一个妓女。
She stood there weeping.
她站在那里喊。
Her tears wet Jesus' feet.
她的眼泪呢整湿耶稣的脚。
And she wiped them off with her hair.
然后你用头发来抹了她。
Then she kissed Jesus' feet.
跟着她亲吻耶稣的脚。
And poured perfume on them.
然后倒点香水下去。
Why was she there anyways?
她为什么会在那里呢?
Well, maybe because she had heard Jesus speak of God's love for sinners.
或者她曾经听过耶稣对罪人的爱呢。
And this good news of God's love for sinners like herself overwhelmed her and caused her to offer a sincere and a heartfelt response.
而关于神对罪人的爱的好消息，好像她这个罪人一样，这里包围着她，引起她有衷心的回应。
Anyways, the woman, aware that she was in the presence of hostile men, she could not kiss Jesus on the cheek.
因为周围的人看到的时候都会有敌意的感觉，或者这个女人意识到了，所以她没有办法锡耶稣的那个面。
This would have been totally misunderstood by the Pharisees.
因为如果这样做的时候，那些法利赛人就会误解她的了。
So she kissed his feet instead.
她就亲吻耶稣的脚了。
Just imagine.
你想象一下。
Who does that?
谁会这样做啊?
She washed his feet with her tears and wiped them off with her hair because no one offered her a basin of water or a towel to do so.
你想想她滴点眼泪整湿耶稣的脚，然后用头发抹翻她，因为没有人拿盆水或者毛巾去给她这样做。
Then she smothered his feet with kisses.
然后她大力地亲吻耶稣的脚。
Which is a great gesture of humility and devotion.
这个是谦卑和奉献一个很强烈的举动。
You see, it would have been unthinkable for a woman of such low status to anoint a rabbi, a teacher on the head, and so she anointed his feet instead.
你想想，一个地位如此低微的女人，她没办法去高一个拉比，一个老师的头，所以她就高她的脚了。
Simon the Pharisee responded by saying that if Jesus really was a prophet, he would know what kind of woman was touching him.
Simon 的回答就是说，如果耶稣真是先知，他应该知道碰他这个女人是什么人。
But Simon misjudged the situation.
但西门错误地判断了这个情况。
Because Jesus did know who the woman was.
耶稣确实是知道这个女人是什么人。
You see, her actions were not the caresses of an impure woman.
这个女人的举动不是一个不纯洁的女人的一些抚摸。
It was the outpouring of love of a repentant woman.
而是一个有懊悔的女人的爱的倾泻。
But Simon was completely indifferent to the woman's obvious repentance.
西门对这个女人很明显的悔改表示漠不关心。
Because to him, she was still a sinner.
因为对他来说，这个女人依然是一个罪人。
But Jesus accepted her expressions of love with the full knowledge that they would be misunderstood by those who were watching.
但耶稣完全接受他爱的表达，而且充分意识到他被旁观的人误解了。
And so Jesus goes on to tell them a parable in Luke chapter 7 verse 41.
所以耶稣在路加福音第七章那里就继续用一个比喻来讲给他们听了。
Jesus said this.
耶稣说，
Two people owed money to a certain moneylender.One owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he forgave the debts of both. Now, which of them would love him more? Simon replied, I suppose the one who had a bigger debt forgiven. You have judged correctly, Jesus said. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little. Then Jesus said to her, Your sins are forgiven.
那裡說耶穌說一個債主有兩個人欠他的債，一個欠五兩銀子，一個欠五兩銀子，因為他們沒力償還，債主就開恩，免了他們兩個人的債。這兩個人，哪一個更愛他呢？西門回答說，我想是那多得恩免的人。耶穌說，你斷的不錯。於是轉過來，向著那女人，便對西門說，你看見這女人麼？我進了你的家，你沒有給我水洗腳。 但这女人用眼泪湿了我的脚，用头发擦干。你没有与我亲嘴，但这女人从我进来的时候就不住的用嘴亲我的脚。你没有用油抹我的头，但这女人用香膏抹我的脚。所以我告诉你，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。但那赦免少的，她的爱就少。于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。In
this parable, Jesus pointed out this woman. She was not a filthy sinner.
耶稣在这个比喻里面指出这个女人不是一个很污糟的罪人。
She was a forgiven woman, a forgiven saint.
而是一个被宽恕了的女人。
Who acknowledged her evil ways and she understood God's grace in her life.
她承认她自己的罪恶，明白神在她生命里面的恩典。
And this awareness has caused her to lavishly and to extravagantly pour out her love in grateful and in generous ways.
这种认识令他以极其丰富和慷慨的方式来倾倒他自己的爱。
Simon, on the other hand, he saw himself with very little spiritual debts and in little of God's grace.
另一方面，西门看到他自己没什么属灵上的欠债，所以他也需要神少少的恩典。
And because of that, Jesus said that he loved little.
正因为这样，耶稣就说他的爱也少了。
And because he loved little, that explains why he didn't even extend the common cultural courtesies to Jesus.
正因为他的爱不多，这就解释了为什么他甚至没有履行普遍文化的礼节了。
The woman, however, was fully aware. She was fully aware of her sinfulness, and she humbly received God's offer of forgiveness.
然而这个妇女完全去意识到自己的罪恶，因此她就谦卑地接受神的宽恕。
She was so grateful that resulted in her outpouring of love to Jesus.
她非常感恩，以致她向耶稣倾泻地表达她的爱。
And as a result, Jesus said to her,
耶稣随后跟她说,
in essence, she said that her generosity was the sign of her renewal. It was the sign of her love towards God.
他的慷慨就是他爱和更新的一个标记来了。Have
you ever wondered where you would be if you had not received the grace of God in your life?
你有没有曾经想过，如果你一生里面没有得到神的恩典，是怎样呢？
I couldn't even imagine, I couldn't begin to imagine what my life would be like if God was not in it.
我没办法想象，如果没有神，我的人生是会怎样的？
The path that I was on, the path that I was taking, the path that I was heading down before I met Jesus was probably a very good indicator of where I would end up.
或者我在遇见耶稣之前所走的路，可能就是正正表明了我将来跟着下去就会变成怎样的人。
And so when I think of that, my heart is filled with a profound gratitude and a desire to live more fully for Christ.
我想到这样的时候，我的内心就是充满了深切的感激之情，和渴望为神过一个更加充实的生活。
You see, when we experience God's love and generosity in our own lives,
你想想，当我们经历到祂的爱和慷慨的时候呢，
we'll also be able to love and to live generously as well, just like the woman in this story.
我们也同样好像刚才我们看到那个罪人那个女人那样，那个被宽恕的女人那样，同样可以慷慨地付出她的爱。
Another way to live and to give generously is by being generous stewards of all that we have.
另一种慷慨和奉献生活的方式就是成为慷慨施予的好管家。
Whether it's our time, our talents, our natural talents, our spiritual gifts, our prayers, we steward as well, and even our financial resources.
无论是我们的时间、我们的才能、恩赐、我们的祈祷和财政资源，祈祷都 是管家应该做的。
We're to excel in the grace of giving.
我们在奉献方面要精益求精。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, "And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the Lord's people. And they exceeded our expectations. They gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love that we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving."
保罗在哥林多后书第八章那里这说，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的口恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，并而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
I know of a pastor in Canada.
我认识一位加拿大的牧师
whose young adult, he's probably about late 20s, early 30s,whose young adult son was doing really well in his career. He was doing really well in his job.
他的年轻的儿子呢，大概20-30岁左右了，在他的职业里面呢，做得非常之出色。
He was hardworking. He was a great employee. And so he was given a substantial bonus from his workplace this year.
他呢，工作很努力，是一个很出色的员工，因此呢，他的公司呢，在今年呢，就发放了不可观的奖金给他。
And as he was thinking about what to do with this extra bonus money that he had, he went to talk to his dad.
他在考虑他怎样处理他这笔奖金的时候，他去跟他爸爸商量。
He said to his dad, he had enough to live on, and he didn't really trust himself with the extra income that he had received.
他跟他爸爸说，他说我生活上已经很足够了，同时我们都不可以觉得不可以信托自己去用这笔金钱。
Because he knew that he would probably just spend it on himself, or he would spend it on something frivolous.
因为他觉得自己可能只不过会花费钱在自己身上，或者一些很琐碎的事上。
So after praying about it for a while and bringing it before the Lord,
所以他在祈祷一段时间带到神面前之后，
he decided to do a reverse tithing.
他呢决定做一样呢叫做反向十一奉献。
Have you heard that term before?
你有没有听过这个词语啊？
He would keep 10% of the bonus that he got.
就是说呢，他会保留这一份奖金的10%。
And he would give 90% of it away to the Lord and for the Lord's work.
然后呢，向神奉献其余的90%在神的圣工上面。
When I heard that,
当我听到这个消息，
my heart was touched.
我心好被感动。
My heart was touched because this young man would have the maturity, he would have the renewal of heart and mind to give away his resources with such generosity.
我的心被感动，因为这个年轻人有这样的成熟，他的生命有这样的更新，奉献出他自己的资源，这些就是慷慨了。
You see, generosity is a measure of renewal, but generosity is also a means to renewal.
你知道慷慨咧，系对生命更新一种嘅量度嚟噶，而且咧，佢亦都系更新嘅一种工具。
As Christians, we should be known for this. We should be recognized for our generosity.
作为基督徒咧，我哋系应该以我哋嘅慷慨而闻名，同埋系被公认先啱噶。
Do you agree?
你同意吗
？Let me ask you this.
我问呢个问题。
When you tip,
你俾 tips 嘅时候
，When you tip。Do you tip generously?
你俾 tips 嘅时候，你会唔会好慷慨嘅咧
？Okay, let me just reframe this. Supposing that your server has served you really well.
Okay, 不如咁讲咧，假设咧个嘅服务员咧，佢嘅服务好好
，and he was really good in his job.
佢做佢嘅工作做得非常之出色。
What would your usual tip to him be?
你通常会俾几多 tips 佢咧
？You don't have to answer me out loud. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask you.
我唔会问你，所以你唔使大声嘅答我吓。
But just think about it.
但系咧，你考虑一下，谂下。
And do you tip the same percentage in a Chinese restaurant?
你喺中式嘅餐馆咧，系咪都俾一样比例嘅tips 咧
？Now I don't mean to tip the same amount as you would if you were to eat a fancy restaurant.
嗱，我意思唔系咧，你喺高级嘅餐厅嗰度咧，要俾同一样嗰种嘅数目啊。
But do you tip the same percentage?
你系咪俾同一样嘅百分比咧
？Why or why not？
点解咧？点解你要咁做咧
？You see, I have this pet peeve.
你听落觉得可能有啲感觉到唔舒服。
That we seem to think differently when it comes to the Asian culture.
因为我嘅观点咧，似乎咧有啲唔同啊。当我哋系睇亚洲文化嘅时候
，And it's okay for us to treat people with a different standard.
而我哋都可以持不同嘅标准对人嘅。
Why do we do that?
我哋点解要咁做呢
？Years ago,
几年前
，I would hear things like this.
我会听到类似嘅说话。
Oh, we're a Chinese church, and so that's reflected in our staff salary.
哦，我哋一间中国人嘅教会嘛，所以我哋嘅人工嗰度咧会睇得到出嚟嘅。
And that may have been the case in the past.
可能过去系咁嘅情况。
But recently,
但系最近呢？
I've been so encouraged.
我觉得好鼓舞啊
I really have been so encouraged.
我真系觉得好鼓舞
We met as a personnel committee just this past week.
我哋咧系啱啱呢个过去嘅礼拜咧，同一个嘅员工会面
I won't get into the details, but I just want to say I'm so encouraged.
我唔会详细讲，不过我想同你分享，我感到好鼓舞
I'm encouraged that our church, Fraserland's Church, is growing in this area of giving.
我感到好鼓舞，因为我哋非沙伦教会喺呢一方面咧系不断嘅成长紧。
And generosity
系慷慨。
I can see that we don't just have the mentality and the mindset of a Chinese church anymore。
我可以睇到咧，我哋唔再咧好似拥有一个华人教会咁嘅心态。
But that we're truly becoming a church of all nations。
而系咧真正成为一个万国教会。
A generous church。
一个慷慨嘅教会
，a church who's being renewed every day and every year as we experience the love and the generosity of God in our lives and in the lives of our church。
随住我哋经历主嘅爱同埋慷慨咧，我哋每一日每一年都喺度更新紧。
You see, the entire narrative of the Bible is about God's generosity extended to people everywhere.
其实圣经全部的叙述都是关于神对世界各人各地的人的慷慨的。
It's summed up in the most well-known verse in the Bible.
这件事总结在圣经里面最著名的经文里面。
John 3:16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节，嗰度话神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son.
神爱世人，佢俾佢嘅独生子出嚟。
And because we're his children, he wants us to love as he does.
因为我哋都系佢嘅孩子，佢希望咧，我哋好似佢一样咁样去爱。
In Matthew chapter 22, Jesus was asked this.
马太福音22章嗰度，耶稣咁讲
：Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
有人问耶稣话：夫子，法律上嘅诫命边条最大啊
？Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind."
耶稣同佢讲啦：你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This is the first and greatest commandment.
呢个就系诫命中嘅第一。
And the second is like it.
而且系最大嘅，其次都。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
其次都系相仿，就系爱人如己啦。
And so, since love is the greatest commandment, a measure, a very primary measure of renewal will be that we wholeheartedly love God and we wholeheartedly love others.
既然爱是最大的诫命，咁最主要对更新的量度咧，就系我哋全心全意地爱神同埋爱人啦。
And such love always manifests itself through generous giving, as Jesus Himself did.
咁样嘅爱咧，经常咧系好似耶稣咁样，通过慷慨嘅付出嚟到体现嘅。
Ephesians 5 verse 2 says this: Walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
以弗所书第五章嗰度话：也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当做馨香的供物和祭物献于神。
Someone once said this.
某人曾经这样讲过
You can give without loving,
你可以付出而没有爱
but you cannot love without giving.
但你不可以爱而没有付出
So then, a biblical gauge of renewal in a person and in a church is how much they love God and others as revealed in their generosity.
所以咧，圣经里边嘅标准去量度对一个人或者一个教会嘅更新咧，就系佢哋对神或者其他人嘅爱咧系有几多。
And so, church.
所以弟兄姊妹
，My prayer for you is this.
我嘅祈祷对你哋系咁样嘅。
After you have tasted and seen and felt and received the love of God,
当你哋咧面对你哋见到甚至咧接受咗神嘅爱嘅时候咧
，and His lavish generosity in giving His Son to us，
同埋佢好极伟大嘅爱嘅时候咧
，that we would be people who can then share this love to express and share this generosity with other people。
咁我哋咧会成为一个咧可以咧分享佢嘅爱，同埋咧变成好慷慨嘅人。
For this is what the early church, the early Christians were known for。
早期嘅教会就系因为此而出名噶啦。
Let us pray.
一起祈祷。
Lord God, we give thanks to you.
神啊，我哋向你感恩。
We're grateful that we have many years ago for some of us, and some of us just recently received the undeserved and the overwhelming love of Christ in our lives.
我哋过有好多人，最近亦都有啲人咧接受咗你嘅好伟大嘅爱。
We do not know where we would be if we had not met our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你冇咗你嘅时候，我哋唔知会去咗边度。
And so I pray that we would never forget what we would have been if Christ was not present in our lives today.
所以你叫我哋唔好忘记，如果我哋冇咗你嘅时候，我哋会点样
？Help us, O Lord God.
主啊，帮我哋
to live lives worthy of your calling.
去帮我哋去过活。
To be people of God who fully depend and rely upon you in prayer.
成为用祷告倚靠你嘅人。
And to be able to live lives that love people.
我哋用爱人嚟到过活。
And we are known for who we are.
我哋亦都被人嚟到认识到我哋。
Living generously.
认识我哋嘅慷慨
，and giving of ourselves and our resources generously，
将我哋嘅资源慷慨嘅嚟到付出
，as a way of living out what you have called us to do，
作为你呼召我哋去生活嘅咁样做
，to love the Lord our God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength，
让我哋尽心尽性尽意爱你
，and to love our neighbor as ourselves，
亦都爱我哋嘅邻舍。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace, your mercy, your compassion.
多谢你嘅恩典同埋怜悯。
And it's in His name we pray.
我哋奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.